So what are some ways to use the branch to help employees to be more engaged and effective? We talked about the whole branding, the design stuff. So what are ways to get employees to be more engaging, more effective?
I think a conversation people are pretty familiar with is the idea of a more universal associate or more universal staffing roles. But there's truly a large amount of frustration or boredom with employees when they're not able to help a member from the initiation of a conversation all the way as farther through. When there has to be an awkward handoff because either there's physical barriers to continuing the interaction with the member, or there's just a lack of knowledge or know-how. Right. So I think that's one pretty common, I think widely known issue. Another issue I think is just around environmental design and understanding again that you design the space to be engaging to your membership. You also are designing it for the employees who are there 8 hours a day, mm-hmm. 5 days. And so there's a high degree of fatigue and boredom that comes along with uninteresting environments. There's a lot of research out there around productivity, engagement, wellness that comes through a better design space. Yeah. I think that's the second. And then third, and I think third is really some low hanging fruit, is that the technology that you integrate in your branch can make it easier for your employees to serve members. I mean, it can make it much easier just in terms of mobility and the ability for a member or an employee to start a conversation in one zone, mm-hmm. and move seamlessly with that technology to another zone without a long, slow log out, log in of a terminal type of process, for example.
Yeah.
Or being able to access other experts quickly through some sort of an InstaChat device or be able to pull up product info quickly and show it to a member.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, how many times do we bring up the Apple Store? I mean, it's almost every conversation, especially when you talk design, and like you said, the seamless transition between looking at something and the purchase of something is like warm syrup, man. It just flows really, really nicely. And so that's what I think about every time. So it's like, and you hit the nail on the head there.
Right, yeah. So, I think just when it comes to the technology integration, I'm lost. I got to pause.
That's all right. We can move on to part two right there. Cause I mean, we can cut it at my Apple example and then move to part two.
Let me think here.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I get over prepared, and I was trying not to be so over prepared. I wish I could go back, but I don't know. Do you think there's a way you can weave in this question around what's a great example of localizing an environment for a credit union?
Yeah.
Because I do want to talk about one person I'm working with right now who I think is pretty interesting.
Okay, so we'll do that, and then we'll jump to part two.
Yeah,
I can insert that in there. Very cool. All right, so here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
So what's a great example of how you've seen an environment localized for a particular credit union membership?
Yeah, you know, we're working with Honda Federal Credit Union, and they're in primarily Marysville, Ohio mm-hmm. area, but a few other states around the country. And what's interesting about them is they have a really, pretty particularly defined target segment. It's employees of these different Honda manufacturing plants and some of the corporate workers at Honda. And, what's interesting is one of the cultural values of the larger Honda Association is the joy of creating. And it's this idea that there's so much work that goes into creating, both a manufactured product, but also designing a great experience, a car, right?
Yeah.
And so then we've been working with them to understand, well, how can we infuse that in the branch? And it's by finding ways to show forward thinking, design, innovation. But at the same time, those employees, from the CEO down, they all wear a white, what they call an ice cream suit. It's basically a white coveralls. They wear them to work. And the idea is that a clean work environment or clean workplace is going to lead to a higher quality product.
I agree.
So again, we're thinking about, okay, there's an element of simplicity and straightforwardness that goes on, that goes together with that. So now our environment to be more relevant, forward thinking, thinking about design and innovation, but also thinking about the simplicity and the straightforwardness of the workplace and what the Honda employees bring. And you add to that, you know, the last element that these employees, they're working on building cars and they might have the undercoating on their coveralls that day. And you got to think, well, how can these finishes also, frankly, be durable? And so what we've done is we've gone and toured the Honda Heritage Center. That's a big learning and history center in Marysville, Ohio. Toured, talked to the employees, and brought together a branch that's much more relevant and exciting, I think, and comfortable for these employees.
Right.
Because it's got to be comfortable, but it just can't be too far out there. Someone's coming from the plant right into the branch environment. And you do want them to linger some, and you want them to be comfortable. But comfortable to that employee is going to look very, very different than comfortable to somebody, say, in you know, San Diego, right? Who comfortable might be flip-flops, bright colors, you know, and, you know, reflections of the beach environment or the, you know, the military environment,
right,
for example.
Right.
Yeah. So
very. So how does that connect to the credit union environment? Because you're talking about comfort, you're talking about cleanliness, you're talking about organization, that whole side. So, I mean, there's some aspects there from the Honda example that you provided that, gosh, I think credit unions could really, really use, or any organization for that matter.
You were, like, breaking up when you asked that.
Oh, sorry.
I couldn't break it. Yeah, I wonder if that's – how do I look on your screen?
You look good. Yeah.
All right. I don't know if the bandwidth is too low. I have you on my Wi-Fi. I don't know. Sorry about that.
It's still working.
I asked that question again.
Yeah, sure. No, I was just kind of giving you the example. So how can credit unions kind of connect the dots here with the Honda example as far as being, you know, kind of a neat and tidy environment, clean, organized, and catering to, you know, the employee, that type of stuff, making it comfortable? How can you transfer this to the credit union?
Yeah, well, I think, again, it comes down to personas and market segmentation, I think, and really taking the time to understand these people and what kind of space is going to be comfortable or relevant mm-hmm. to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then going through the branch, I think, from an objectives or experience type framework and understanding, okay, for our target member to be comfortable as they learn about our commercial loan, maybe not commercial loans, best example, but as they learn about our consumer loans, loan for a new kitchen example, mm-hmm. what kind of environment is going to be most comfortable for these people?
Yeah.
Is it an across the desk environment? Is it a round table? Is it a soft seating lounge type mm-hmm. of environment? So.
Gosh, it's amazing. Just the science behind all of this. It's just, it matters, man. I mean, I remember when Barnes and Noble kind of first came out and you're like walking into this bookstore and like, dang, this is a place I can hang out for a while. Or even like Starbucks when they were propping up all over the place. This is a place I can hang out for a while. It's nice and comfortable. It's clean. It's got, you know, books. It's got coffee. It's got all this type of stuff. And it's the same thing there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's funny you bring that up. I was just in the new Amazon bookstore yesterday, and I was noticing how different it was from Barnes and Noble, but engaging all the same and in just a different way. So, and I think we're going to talk about this in a minute, but just this idea that, you know, Amazon is a, you know, it's a digital retailer. They're 99.999% digital, but they've found this need to have a physical footprint, and why do they need this physical footprint? And then what is your experience like in this retail bookstore?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's really no technology to be seen. It's very, very analog. The books are really easy to look at. There's handwritten recommendations. There's staff people walking around who are obviously book nerds, bookworms. I shouldn't say book nerds. I'm a book nerd. Bookworms walking around, asking if you want a recommendation, telling you about their favorite books. But they understand how there's this synergy between that physical environment and their digital delivery and their brand and who. So it's helping, again, create this implant of who they are and how they represent their customers, you know, in the real world.
Yep, there's a definite connection there. So let's